I am gentle with my divinity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, monk in the Absolute Monastery, Order of Absolute, University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Master, Worldwide Healing Ministry in the mountain fastness of Campbell, California, with the theme, Absolute Philosopher. I am gentle with my divinity. Oh my. How often we are rather flamboyant with our divinity. We are rather flamboyant with our attitudes about life and our attitudes about living. And we think that some things are okay and some things are not okay. And we wonder why we experience the experiences that we have in life. We wonder why we experience the experiences that do not achieve for us the goals that we have for ourselves. There are many wonderful lecturers and speakers and philosophers and religious leaders who have brought us messages about this very topic over the millennium. And regardless of how often the topic is spoken, how often it is revealed, there seems to be one ringing truth that lies behind all of it. And that ringing truth is that all knowledge, the allness of all, dwells in each being. Each one of us is the allness. Each one of us is the isness. Each one of us is the totality of everything that ever can be. And yet, we are challenged to think about ideas that we should change our thinking about who we are and what we are to bring about the result that we'd like to have. If we want to attract into our life more money or a healthy body or healthy relationships, we should begin to work on putting our attention on that which we want to experience. Now, this is all well and good. However, the term seems to fluctuate through all of this thinking about being a magnet or attracting it to us, as though it were something outside of ourselves. Now, the great philosophers and teachers have all said that everything dwells within us. Everything lies within us. Everything is at the very center of our being. And that man should go to the divine within him and let the divine within him reveal that which man is. Now, would you like to have more money? Well, the question is, how much? Would you like to have a better home? Well, which home? Would you like to have a better relationship? Which relationship? Would you like to have better health? What health would you like? What problems would you like to overcome? Would you like to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Ooh, hey, that would be cool, but I don't understand that. Would you like to have the infinite substance of the universe at your beck and call by just speaking your word? Bill Gates has that, and he doesn't know how to use it. You say, Bill Gates has that, and he doesn't know how to use it? Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, and he doesn't know how to use it? That's right. That's right. Bill Gates has to go out and find places to give his money away. He has to find philanthropic areas in which to donate that money. If Bill Gates were to take the time, and you say, well, you should be talking, Dr. Varley, why don't you do it? If Bill Gates were to take the time and go to the divine center within him, he would know exactly what to do with his money. He would see his money serving its highest and best purposes in whatever it may be, and he doesn't have the vaguest idea what that is. Is it to find some new drug that's going to cure a disease? Is it going to find some way of helping the poor and downtrodden, the ill, the people who are limited in this world? Is it going to do all these things? Well, hey, that sounds very noble and very wonderful, but how do you begin to work on something like that when there are so many, many, many things to work on? Yes. That's what happens when we do not recognize 100% that all is within us. If we had the illustration of Bill Gates, and Bill Gates were to say to his divine center within, okay, how shall I dispose of my money, or how shall I invest my money, or how shall I use this money, that this gift that is given to me that is more than I can begin to understand, and make it available to others? Well, the divine within him, as I would interpret it, would say first, Bill Gates, you do not have money to give to others. You do not have money to invest. You are money. And as you are money, you see all the world money. As you live in the consciousness of wealth, you see all the world wealthy, and there is no one to give your money to, because everyone has money. Everyone is wealthy from the physical dollar point of view. You say, well, hey, that's not true. Yes, it is true in the principle. It is true in absolute. People cannot attract money to themselves when they are attracting not money to themselves. Not money to yourself and money to yourself are equally powerful concepts. People cannot attract health to themselves when they're attracting not health to themselves. And they're equally powerful. And they're not attracting it. They're merely drawing out of the infinite within them health or not health. And either one is perfectly acceptable, wealth or not wealth, relationships or not relationships. You see, either one, any one of those things is perfectly acceptable because they exist. And all we do is reveal them from our own divine within. Now, if we were a healthy person, we would look at the world and see the world healthy. If we have any illness about us, then we look at the world and we see all the illnesses. It's just the same old story. You buy yourself a new yellow Volkswagen, a Beetle, you know, and then you drive out on the road and you see them everywhere. And before you bought one, before you thought about one, before you wanted one, you didn't see any on the road particularly. You did see cars similar to the ones you were driving, but you did not see that particular car. It is always in our consciousness, and it is always revealed to us, but we do not put our thought on the right attitude for ourselves. Now, our question is, how can Bill Gates give away all of his money in the most beneficial way? Well, Bill Gates has a wealth consciousness. He has a wealth consciousness as the richest man in the world. Now, as a wealth consciousness, does he look around to find ways to give the money away? If he does, then he has a problem. If Bill Gates, with his wealth consciousness, would see every being on the face of the earth with a wealth consciousness, if he would see every being who lives anywhere doing anything, having more than enough to fulfill every dream of their heart, living in the same wealth consciousness that Bill Gates did. But you see, Bill Gates does not see others living in a wealth consciousness because he does not have a wealth consciousness. He has wealth, but not a wealth consciousness. Well, you say, how did he get all that wealth? He got all that wealth because he let it manifest itself. He let it reveal itself. He wasn't really thinking about making money as he was making money. And this is what people do. When people are playing their games, they don't think that they're doing other things than playing their games. And he played his game. Now, you say, well, hey, I'd like to play my game and have it be as successful as Bill Gates has it. And that is not true. For if you played your game, whatever you might call your game, with all your heart and all your soul and all your being, it was the most fun thing you could ever imagine, then it would also be a successful game. It would also be a happy game. It would also be a well-received game by the world. It would be a game that would turn everyone's heart in your favor because they would say, wow, what a lovely thing. We look at the wealthy people on earth today, and we say, my, they are blessed, they are fortunate. And do they feel blessed and fortunate? Most of the time, no. Because they also have a need for health, or they have a need in some other area of their life. Or they have a crying need to see the world at peace. Well, instead of spending their money to bring about peace or to do anything to help the world, if they would just spend the money on themselves and give themselves time away from their busy activities to begin to recognize that they see peace on earth and it began with them. They see peace on earth and it began. They don't see how it happened. They don't see why and where and who it happened to. They just see peace on earth, universal peace on earth. And it began with their thinking.
Now, they're a rich person, and they can certainly think any thought they want to think because they can afford to think any thought they can think.
Hey, that's cool. Now, think it clearly. Think it beautifully. Manifest it. Now, you say, well, hey, if peace on earth already exists, why is it everyone isn't experiencing it? Well, everyone hasn't chosen to experience it. And even the people who want peace haven't chosen to experience it. The people who really choose to experience peace first experience peace within themselves. And when they experience peace within themselves, then they see peace everywhere. Now, you don't need a lot of money to do that. You see wholeness, a perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body within you. And then you see it in everyone else. There's no one needing healing. There's no one needing abundance because you are abundance. You see the world abundant. There's no one needing to have harmonious relationships or peace on earth because you are peace. You are living in a harmonious relationship wherever you are. It comes from within you. Now, the comment is often made as people come into this illuminating awareness. Wow, why didn't we tell the rest of the world about this? Why don't we tell everybody about this? Well, I say to you, it is done unto us according to our individual desire and activity and belief. So, if I say there is peace on earth, and I believe this and I know it, there is for me nowhere in my universe anything other than peace. There's only peace. Throughout my entire universe, there's only peace. And you say, but, no, no. If I am peace, and that is my choice from my divine self, my real divinity, if I am peace, and I am gentle with my divinity, then all of my world, all of the world is peace. And so on with abundance and everything else. If I am. Now, if I am not, then I do not have peace, and there is not peace on the universe, in the world. Now, do I have the ability to see myself at peace and be at peace? Do I have my ability to be untouched by anything in the world? No, I cannot be untouched by anything in the world. That's an impossibility, because if I am untouched by something, that means there's something that I'm untouched by and that I don't want to experience. Whereas if I am touched by or untouched by war, then there is a war. And if I am peace in me, there is no other thing. There's only peace on earth. And therefore, there is no war to be touched by. There is no illness to be touched by. There is no problem. You see, these are all universal concepts. They are universal statements. And the more you remain simple, down to the basic idea that I am peace, therefore there is peace in the universe. Not therefore. I am peace, and that's all I know, and that's all I can experience, that all that is. I am love. Therefore, that's all there is. I am unconditional love. Therefore, that's all there is. I am good relationships. I am harmony. I am abundance. I am good health. I am perfect health. Therefore, that's all there is. Now, do I have the ability to stand by this, to be so pure and so beautiful that I do not live in any other context? If I do, then I've got it made. If I don't, then I've really got a problem. Now, do I have it made or don't I? Do I have a problem or don't I? What level do I live in? I am gentle with my divinity, and my divinity reveals for me all that I am, and it is a wonderful, positive, grand thing. Now I say, am I a visionary, one who visions possibilities? Am I a person who goes out and attracts or magnetizes things to be experiences in my life? Then I must always do that. It's not that it already exists for me, it's I must magnetize it fresh and new into my experience and attract it fresh and new into my experience. When I am the reality that all is, and all is right now, then there is nothing else to be added. There's nothing else to be changed. And there's no change that can take place. Because whatever direction I put my thought, if I put my thought on illness, then I have illness. If I put my thought on health, then I have health. If I put my thought on the fact that I reveal the universal concepts within me right now of divinity, of happiness, of joy, of harmony, of health, of abundance, then those things are mine. It's a very sensitive area of thinking, and it's an area of thinking that we could dwell with a great deal, and we could go over it again and again and again. And what will happen to us as we do this is we will just be confronted with the same possibility thinking, not reality thinking, not revealed thinking. This is the truth. The truth is all is and it is now. The possibility is that I might experience it. The truth is I already experience it. I must merely open my eyes to the fact that I am it right now, and I am experiencing it right now, and it is my reality right now. And when I come to that conscious conclusion, then I am gentle with my divinity, living it in completion and fullness and allness right now. It's pretty exciting. It's where I stand. It's where I see you standing too, because you are my revelation. You are the revelation of my own inner self now and always. Have a lovely time and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.